Phone Boy Speaks, episode 385, Kindle Fires at iPad.
While I was watching the 49ers-Packers game today, I saw an ad for the Kindle Fire HDX, and it was comparing to the iPad, and it was one of these, you know, side-by-side comparisons. And you know, it basically said, oh, look, you know, look, our hardware is very similar, and, you know, we're cheaper price. And, okay, so, you know, those are all fair points, but I think it kind of misses the point, right? I mean, yeah, okay, Amazon can sell it, you know, sell it for cheaper. And in fact, you know, they're kind of a, you know, their model is not to make a ton of money on the hardware and you know, make money on the services over time. But here's what I think, you know, where I think Amazon falls down, at least from my point of view, is it's all about the ecosystem that it's in. Because I think everybody is familiar with iOS and the App Store and all of the content that they have, and the, you know, the hundreds of thousands of applications that are built for the iPad, and on Amazon. Now, if you're talking about books and movies and stuff, they're probably pretty comparable in the two stores. But when you start looking at applications, Amazon just really falls down. I mean, there's a few thousand applications. I mean, it may make it easy to find stuff, but if it's not in there, then you're kind of out of luck. And there's no way to add the Google App Store to the device without hacking it. And, you know, that of course causes all kinds of issues. And so, you get a lower priced device, but you're buying into an ecosystem that I think is inferior. And I think most people probably see it that way. I mean, it's nice to see Amazon advertising on television, I guess, but it's more than just that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that that's not that's not a bad device for certain people. I was over at my aunt and uncle's house several months ago, and they had the Kindle Fire HD or HDX, I don't remember which one, and they were fairly happy with it. Now, of course, they would, you know, they were browsing the web and they probably read some books on it and stuff and probably did a few apps, but they're definitely up there in age. And so maybe for them, it's an okay device because they don't need all of the stuff, or it does just enough for them. And so, you know, I think this kind of drives home a point about, you know, Android and iOS and everything. It is ultimately, you know, the underlying operating system almost doesn't matter. What matters is what ecosystem it is in. Because yes, Android underpins the Kindle Fire devices, but because they're not running the Google sanctioned version of Android, they don't get to install the Google Play Store on it. And so, and Amazon of course has their own stuff that they want to promote, and that makes sense. But they would lose money if they were to get, you know, if you were to go outside of the Amazon ecosystem. But I almost don't care how many Android devices there are. What I'm curious about, you know, really from a stats point of view, and of course nobody will ever break this down, is how many devices that are running Android are running, you know, have the Google Play Store on it versus ones that don't. Because you can run Android on all kinds of things, but you may not have access to the Google Store. And, you know, that's kind of why it was kind of cool that that the CyanogenMod folks managed to get Google to agree to let them pre-install the Google Play stuff on a handset that had their version of Android on it. Because to me, right, it's not about Android versus iOS. It's App Store versus App Store. So it's Google Play versus, you know, the iTunes Store or whatever. And that's what people care about at the end of the day. They almost don't care what's underneath. They care about what apps are easy for them to install what content sources can they buy from. And that's ultimately what they care about. And it's really not it's not a war of operating systems. It's a war of ecosystems, as other folks have said. And to me, that's how I look at it. And so that's something I think, you know, the Amazon ads for the Kindle Fire HDX kind of missed the point on. And of course, most consumers won't notice it until they've bought the device, and you know, it's too late at that point.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.